Rabosai, it's Tuesday, so we're going to try to talk about an Orachayim topic and then move on to a topic in Inyanei Tefillah, some Hashgacha element. The segue between Hilchos Tzitzis and Hilchos Tefillin is the first din in Simin Chofhei, where the Mechaber tells me that you first put on your talis and then you put on the tefillin. And the reason for that, the Mechaber says, is Malan Bakodesh Velo Moridin, because we are elevating Kedusha, right, rather than going down. Tefillin have a greater Kedusha as opposed to tzitzis. This is the halacha in the Mechaber. Based on this, the Mechaber writes that when you have your talis and the tefillin in the same bag, you should position it so that the talis is on top and the tefillin is on bottom, because in that way you touch your talis before your tefillin. They quote from the Chazon Ish that it's not necessary to do talis on top. If anything, it's better to do tefillin on top, because the item of greater kedusha should go on top of the item with lesser kedusha. Tefillin have kedusha in the sense of their tashmishay kedusha; they require kavura. Tzitzis is only tashmishay mitzvah; you can throw the tzitzis out. Nonetheless, the Chazon Ish recommends that you should put the tefillin on top and push the tefillin bag behind, so you still get to your talis before your tefillin, but your tefillin is on top of your talis. If you look at Rav Schechter's talis bag in the Beis Medrash, Rav Schechter has it that way. His tefillin are on top of the talis, but the tefillin are pushed back. The tefillin are pushed back, etc. If a person ends up touching his tefillin before the talis, so although the rule is that the tzitzis should go before the tefillin, nonetheless, the principle of ein ma'avirin al hamitzvus applies. The principle that once you have a mitzvah in your hand, so that mitzvah is kodem to the other mitzvah. That's the idea of ein ma'avirin al hamitzvus. The shiloh, though, comes up that we're supposed to do tzitzis before tefillin. So therefore, if I touch my tefillin first, l'cha'ira, I should still put the tzitzis on before the tefillin. Right? The halacha is, if you touch your tefillin first, you put on your tefillin before the tzitzis. But you should still do the tzitzis before the tefillin, because there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch about what is better. Do I assume ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvus is better, or do I assume the hiddur mitzvah is better? This comes up in Siman Tav Chavav in the context of Kiddush Levana. Our practice is that we do Kiddush Levana on Matzei Shabbos, even though the time for Kiddush Levana is often before Matzei Shabbos. But we delay doing Kiddush Levana until Matzei Shabbos, because you're supposed to be Mevusam Bebegadim, wearing your fancy Begadim when you do Kiddush Levana. You're being Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, and that's considered a hiddur mitzvah in Kiddush Levana. So what we see is that we delay Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvus, or we forgo Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvus. We could do Kiddush Levana earlier, let's say on Tuesday or Wednesday, could do Kiddush Levana. We still delay to Matzah Shabbos, because we assume that the hiddur mitzvah is kodem. Hiddur mitzvah is a better idea than Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvus. Now it happens that the Vilna Gaon there in Siman Tav Chavav disagrees, right? The Vilna Gaon assumes that you should do Kiddush Levana at the earliest possible time. Right? The Vilna Gaon even assumes that during the month of Tishrei, where the assumption is that you're supposed to do Kiddush Levana Mamash Motzai Yom HaKippurim in order to show that you're going from one mitzvah to another mitzvah, the Gaon says, no, do a mitzvah at the first possible time in Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvus. Right? For the Gaon, that is a fundamental principle. This issue comes up in Yevamis Daf Lamed Tes, right? Yevamis Daf Lamed Tes. We know the din is v'haya habachar asher tela yakom hashem achiv hameis, that yibum should be done by the Bechor, by the oldest brother. Nonetheless, let's say you have a Bechor who's in Medinas Hayam, right? So the Gemara writes, Shehuye mitzvah lo mashinon, right? That we do the mitzvah earlier. We don't wait for the hiddur mitzvah of having the Bechor. We do the mitzvah at the first possible opportunity. So there is a question, lemaisa, right? This yesaid that I do sitzis before tefillin, and that is the proper way because of malan b'kodesh. But if I end up touching my tefillin first, I put the tefillin in. That means that we are forgoing the hiddur mitzvah of doing tzitzis before tefillin for the sake of ein marvin al mitzvah. That l'chayre gets involved in this machlokas between the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tav Chaf Vav and the Rambam and Simin Tav Chaf Vav. Yeah. The hiddur mitzvah l'cha'ira is to do it the proper way, that the by the time I put on the tefillin, I should have the tzitzis on, nafon. So that's already an interesting lomdusha question. The Artzus Chayim of the Malbim. People don't realize that the Malbim wasn't just a Mefarish on Tanakh. The Malbim was known as like Gaon HaGaonim and the Posek. And it's also worth noting that the Malbim was one of the few real Gaonim who lived in Romania. The Malbim for a while was the Rav of Bucharest, right? My family's in Romania. But Romania is not known for their Gvaldika Talmidech. You're also from Schwartz. Schwartz from Romania, right? There's Schwartz from Hungary, Schwartz from Romania. Often they're spelled differently. Right? One has an Aleph, one doesn't have an Aleph traditionally, but whatever it is. My family spells it completely different because my grandfather became a Zionist, so he changed the spelling to a vase. But, right, so that's also a change, right? Either it was Vavav or Vavav Aleph. But the Kitzur HaMa'aseh, the Malbim, Mamish Go'ein HaGo'einim, the Malbim in the Sefer Artzos Chayim, I actually, you know, I've been bothered by the Kasher for a while. Which svarim have the tripartite division? That you have a perush, followed by a commentary, or you have a halacha, let's say, in the middle, followed by a commentary, followed by a arichus of the commentary, right? That's why the Mishnah Berurah works, right? The Badei HaShulchan works like that also. You have the Shulchan Aruch, you have the Badei HaShulchan. Happens those svarim have like a four-part breakdown. You have like the Tziyunim and the Bir Halacha, but at least the tripartite division you do see in the Artzus Chayim of the Malbim. The Malbim takes Shulchan Aruch. He wrote his own extension on the Shulchan Aruch, the basic Ve'urim of Achrayim. Then he has a perish on that. One is called the Lev Chayim. One is called the Eretz Yehuda. He has like different names. Eretz Yehuda is like his Ve'urim. So the Malbim has the following idea. The Malbim writes that when I do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos, what I'm really doing is I am being mahadar the etzem mitzvah of the Kiddush Levana. But when I do tefillin after the tzitzis, the tefillin remains the same tefillin. I'm just mekayim the ofen hahanocha in a better way. There's a difference between the kiyum hamitzvah in the maisa hamitzvah and, so to speak, I wouldn't say the chafza of the mitzvah, but there's like the seder of doing the mitzvah as opposed to enhancement of the actual mitzvah. By the tefillin, I'm not enhancing the actual mitzvah. Consequently, the idea of tzitzis before tefillin is a less yesoidistic idea as opposed to the fact that the Rambam writes that we delay Kiddush Levana until Matzei Shabbos to do the Kiddush Levana in a more enhanced way. You're actually enhancing the Kiddush Levana by delaying that. Okay, now Shulchan Aruch writes tzitzis before tefillin. Rashi al HaTorah has tzitzis before tefillin on the pasuk in Parshas Balak. Hein Am Klavi Yakum, Hein Am Klavi, right? V'cha'ari Yisnasa, Right, so what does it mean? We wake up like a lion. So that we wake up and we begin to do mitzvahs to Rabbanu Shalom first thing. The mitzvahs that we do is tzitzis, kriya shema, and then tefillin. Klavi yakum. So the it's a schwer order in Rashi. How come Rashi says tzitzis, kriya shema, then tefillin? Tefillin should become before Kriya Shema because you're supposed to say Kriya Shema wearing your tefillin. So it happens in Rabbeinu Bachya. He has a different girsa in the Rashi. He has tzitzis, tefillin, Kriya Shema. With Shafter in the Sefer that recently came out, Ateres Tzvi, has like an article about the Seder HaDvarim of davening. So if Shafter writes that you should try as much as possible to say Kriya Shema Kivosikin, and even if you're going to be davening later, but you should say Kriya Shema just wearing your tzitzis and then putting your tefillin later on. I believe Rav Shefter's mapper for this every day. This time of year, it's not so difficult. Sunrise is like 7:04 now, right? So you can get Kriya Shema Kivasikin, etc. Really not so difficult. But I don't know the issue for Rashi, why Rashi says tzitzis, Kriya Shema tefillin, instead of the unless he also held like... unless he also held like what's it called, like Rav Shechter on some level. The idea that tzitzis comes before tefillin is a little bit fair. The Dogo Merivav on the side of the Shulchan Aruch Frekta Kasha, that if anything, we're saying that tzitzis before tefillin because Malon BaKodesh. But one could argue that Kodesh comes before tzitzis. Tzitzis is Tadir. Right, I wear tzitzis yeder tag. I wear tzitzis every single day. Right, Shabbos also. Tzitzis we wear at night also, in line with the opinions that a beged yoyim is chayiv belayla. So we wear tzitzis at night. Tefillin we don't wear on Shabbos. Tefillin we don't wear at night. So one could argue that tzitzis on the one hand is tadir, but tefillin is makudash. It's a suffix in the Gemara in Zvachim, and the Rambam Paskins, like Pikam, Ezemehem Shiyir Tiyasa, when you have a Tadir and a Makudash. So the notion that says in Shulchan Aruch that Tadir comes that before Makudash is a little bit difficult, but the Dogo Merivava writes that maybe the Pshat is that since Tzitzis is Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos, and we spoke about this, how the Gematria of Tzitzis is 608 strings, 5 knots, that equals 613. So tzitzis is keneged kol hamitzvos. So that comes before tefillin. Maybe that's the pshat. That's what the Dogo Merivava says. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha is not crazy about this idea. He raises that the Shagas Aryeh and the Dogo Merivava ask the kasha. It comes out the Shagas Aryeh has a yesod that the idea Tadim only applies, or the idea of Tadir and Makudash, all the regular rules in Zbachim about Tadir only applies when something is a full-fledged Tadir. But if something is not something that has to happen, Tzitzis doesn't have to happen. Right? If I happen to have a beggar of Dalai Kanfis, I wear Tzitzis. So in that case, right, so maybe the Tadir element of the Tzitzis is less. And that's why we say that you go in the order of moving towards Kedusha, Malon Bakodesh, because the regular rules of Tadir Makudash don't apply because Tzitzis isn't a full-fledged Tadir. That's what the Shagas Aryeh argues. The Bir Halacha has a different Mahalach. The Bir Halacha writes that in his opinion, Tzitzis is just a Kisui, as opposed to Tzfon, which is a Kesher. Tefillin were mekasher satzmenu to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? The idea of tefillin is that we tie ourselves up, we bind ourselves to Ribbono Shel Olam. Tzitzis is just a a kisui. Now, what does that mean? That tefillin is a kasher. What difference does it make? So the chayra, the difference is probably azoy. When I put on tzitzis and then I tie my tefillin, on some level, it's not out the kedusha of the chafza of the tefillin. The ma'alim b'kodesh isn't the chafza of the tefillin. From the outside chafza of tefillin, so I'd have a shadow of tadir makudash. But the pshat is, and this lechor I think is the pshat in the Bi'ur Halacha. I heard this years ago when I was in Neir Yisrael. So one Friday night, this fellow, Mayor Birnbaum, I think his name is, he wrote like those books on tefillah. What are they called? People used to use them. What? Huh? He became a mashgiach.
Huh?
No. Like, it's like reddish colored Beirum on tefillah. I'm showing the S-ray, yeah. I forgot the name. He became a mashgiach somewhere. I think in Landers he became a mashgiach. Is that true? Maybe Bamberger, yeah. Is that who is? There's too much. Right, not the Hasidish fellow. The other, right, Finkelman is the Hasidish one. Oh, Finkelman's mashgiach in Arachayim. He's Hasidish, right? It's Bamberger, right? Mayor Bamberger? Okay. So I remember he said the Pshat Azoy, that the reason why Tzitzis comes before Tefillin, now it's Ma'alam Bakodesh, is that I become a Gavra who's more Mekudash and if I go in that direction. It's not out to the Chetz of the Mitzvah, but it's out to me. That I am moving up. When I start the day, I'm beginning Tzitzis and then Tefillin because I'm moving up. Now, this idea, by the way, that Tzitzis comes before Tefillin, but if you touch the Tefillin, Tefillin comes first. This idea is not only if you touch the tefillin. Let's say I'm going to daven at home. The tefillin is in one room. I'm in the room with the tefillin. I should put on the tefillin first. The Mechaber, by the way, writes, when we say tzitzis comes before tefillin, that means the talis katan comes before the tefillin. We put on the talis gadol after. I remember a couple of years ago in yeshiva, there's a fellow like a decent Talmud Chacham. He used to always put on his tefillin before his talis gadol. That way you kind of get both. Right, you get the tzitzis before the tefillin, the tefillin before the tzitzis. I was like, his chaf, that's what the mechaber really writes. So Rabbi Simon came over to him and said, like, well, he also came from Kamehna. Right, that this isn't the way we do things in our yeshiva. Like, you shouldn't do weird stuff. It's like a cloud gadol. Don't be weird. Be normal. That's the... I think the idea is that the rules of Tadir and Mekudash, etc., is what I'm talking about, like the Cheftza of the Mitzvah. I'm talking about like a Karban Tamid and the Karban Musaf, right? But when the idea is to elevate myself, so then I use different principle, Malam Bakodesh, that I become a Gavra. It's not relevant to the regular rules of Tadir and Mekudash. According to those regular rules, I might change it, right? But it's a different yisoy, that I become a better person. That's the way he said it. Again, I don't know. It's hard to know what the Mishnah Berurah means when he says that Kesher is better than Kisui. Right? But the Tefillin is Mekasher Satzum B'Kesher Yichud. Like, hard to know exactly what that means. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Mechaber writes, if you're Zohir in the mitzvah of talis and tefillin, you should put on the talis and tefillin at home. And so you put on the tzitzis, talis katan at home, and then you put on your tefillin and walk to shul that way. And then you put on your talis gadol in shul. That's the Mechaber. The Ramah would say that no, we do even the talis gadol beforehand, but you do talis gadol and tefillin, and then you go to shul at wearing your talis gadol and tefillin. So that means you put your talis and your tefillin at home. The Paiskim say we don't do this because we walk through Rechovos and Mavos Hamatunafim. There are goyim around, they'll make fun of us, etc. Some say that maybe in Eretz Yisrael, the goyim aren't going to make fun of you. Maybe that's the preferred way. More people in Eretz Yisrael do it than in Chutz La'aretz. But still, you have to deal with the issue of Mavos Hamatunafim. And the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, he quotes Machlokestin Rev El Yashem, Rev Shlomo Zalman, about if you pass by like garbages and dumpsters, is that considered like Mekamos Hamatunafim, or is it only like when there's mamish dirt that's exposed in the street? Okay. The Mishnah Berurah though writes, B'shein the Magen Avraham, that if you can't put on your tefillin at home, at L'chol Pachas, you should put your tefillin and the talis on in the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses and then go on to shul. Sometimes you see people do this, no? They put on their talis and tefillin in like a side room. That's Mishnah Berurah Paskins. Most Gedolei Yisrael, I think, don't do that. No? If you look at Rav Shechter, apparently Rav Moshe Feinstein also, they put on the tallis and tefillin in the shul. They wouldn't put them on the side room. There's a fellow Rabbi Polakoff who learned in Europe. He was a Rav in Baltimore. I remember him. I mean, I didn't remember him. My father remembers him from Baltimore. And Mendel Polakoff. So Rabbi Polakoff wrote a sefer about Minhagim he remembers in Europe. And he writes, even the Talmidim of the Chafetz Chaim didn't put on their talis and tefillin in the side room. And they say even Chafetz Chaim didn't do this. Even though he quotes it in the Mishnah Berurah. So what does that mean? Again, I think this is a similar idea as what we spoke about, like regarding the Badei HaShulchan, that the Mishnah Berurah is not a sefer of Psak, it's a sefer to a halachic digest. And as a halachic digest, you quote the written word. But sometimes people have a hanhaga that's different than the written word, but that's not going to make it. That's like where a posse comes in as opposed to just a digest, etc. So when it comes to talis before tefillin, if you touch the tefillin first, you put on the tefillin first. There's another din of kedima that the Gemara in Menachos writes that I put on my tefillin shayyad before my tefillin shorayish. It goes in order, shayyad, followed by shorosh. In this case, because it's befeirish in the pasuk, so to speak, so if you happen to touch your tefillin shorosh first, you put on your tefillin shayyad anyway. You kind of put the tefillin shorosh aside. You're supposed to cover it up, etc., so you don't notice it. Fine. That's the din of paga b'tefillin shel roish before the tefillin shoyad. Paga just means that you touch it, then you put the tefillin shoyad aside. The Taz writes, however, that if you actually put on your tefillin shoyad before your tefillin shoyad, you should not take your tefillin shoyad. If you put on your tefillin shoyad before your tefillin shoyad, you should not take your tefillin shoyad off, even though it's gzeiras hakasav. Ukshat masay yotcha and then totavus beinenecha. Nonetheless, you don't take off your tefillin shorosh first. This is already a big shaila. The Taz who passes this way is actually Taz in Hilchas Chanukah. I mean, what's the pshat in Hilchas Chanukah? So Hilchas Chanukah is a din, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. So you do Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh and Kriyas HaTorah Shel Chanukah. Which one do you do first? Rosh Chodesh goes first before Chanukah. Let's say you start learning Chanukah first. So the Ramah Paskins that you stop and you switch to Rosh Chodesh before Chanukah. The Ramah quotes this from Abu Draham. Abu Draham has a Gemara where he says that the din of Tadir is ma'akev even b'diyavet. The Taz there in Simin Tafresh Pei Dalev. The Taz writes that we don't paskin like the Ramah, we don't paskin that you stop the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah and switch to Rosh Chodesh. First of all, the Taz says there's going to be big shailas in the brachas if you try to switch which Sefer Torah you're using, which Kriya you're using. Moreover, the Taz brings a raya from Shulchan Aruch, right? That you're makdim tefilas mincha or tefilas musaf. If it's already the zman of mincha and you haven't yet davened musaf, so at least be yechidus. I think it's in Simin Amrej Peivav in Arachayim. At least be yechidus, you daven mincha first, not musaf. The Rosh has a discussion that's betzibor. This often happens, I think, Yom Kippur in Shul, right? That you schlep and schlep, and the chazan is doing like in the YU based measures, just singing slow tunes instead of quick tunes. So you can end up being at this man mincha by the time. So what do you do then? So I think b'tzibor we daven a musaf before mincha, but yochid is supposed to daven mincha before musaf. The year of Corona when I was davening Yom Kippur at home, so I look at my watch and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm getting close to the Zman of Mincha, so I had to hurry up and hop around to get musaf in before Mincha, because b'yechidus, you should daven Mincha before musaf. Now this idea that I daven Mincha before musaf, let's say I daven musaf before Mincha, so we're passing a Yotzi Tfilas Musaf, no? Yotzi Tfilas Musaf. Now, that means that Todir is not ma'akev b'di'evet. against the psak of the Ramah. Based on this, the Taz writes, since we pass on the Tadir is not ma'akev b'di'evad, so therefore, even in a case where I put on the shorosh beforehand, which is basically a violation of Tadir, even though it's also a violation of Gzeres HaKosov, of Ukshapos HaYotcha v'Hadar HaTaytofas v'Ninecha, but the Taz says, once the shorosh is on, you don't get the show, you don't take the shorosh off, because the Taz writes, so I take the shorosh off, it's even worse. The Bir Halacha discusses this over here in Hilchos Tefillin. If I take the shorosh off, I'm being removing a mitzvah from myself. Every moment that the shorosh is on me, I'm mekayim a mitzvah. You can, by the way, wear a shorosh without a shoyad. Right? Let's say you don't have a shoyad. But there's a famous picture of when they captured Har HaBayis, no? So Rav Goren, he always used to walk around with a shofar and a little Sefer Torah. Interesting man. So Rav Goren didn't have tefillin. He has a shofar in the same day. He doesn't have tefillin. There's some guy with him who has tefillin. So he says, you know what? You keep the shofar, give me the shofar. There's a picture of Rav Goren wearing the shofar only and blowing the shofar. At the, right, you know the picture, at the capture of the Har HaBayis. So Lameisa, we don't remove the shorosh, but you're supposed to put on the shoyad as quickly as possible, because there's another din that kol zman shebeinei necha yushnayim. We take off the shorosh before the shoyad, because kol zman I have a tefillin shorosh, I should have two tefillin, v'hayu, right, kol zman shebeinei necha yushnayim. So that's why we, what's it called? You should put on the shoyad as quickly as possible. There is a discussion in some of the Achrayim and the Primogodim and others that, what's it called? There's a discussion in the Primogodim. Why don't I say, Mosa da'amar rachman lo sabri yavad lo mahani? Right? The Torah writes, Ukshafan zayotcha, then v'hayu mitzol tafos beninecha. So that means the Torah is saying, Zadairaisa, do it this way. By the way, even though Ein Marvin Ala Mitzvos, still Gezeres HaKosov, the Prima Gadim writes, trumps Ein Marvin Ala Mitzvos. So how come I don't say Yavad Lo Mahani? I did something wrong. So that's a whole question, the beginning of Timur. When I play Yavad Lo Mahani, why I don't apply Yavad Lo Mahani? If Shlomo Kluger writes, Yavad Lo Mahani is a din only in the Maisa HaMitzvah. Right? The Maisa HaMitzvah in this case is putting on the tefillin. But once the tefillin is on, or the mitzvah tone isn't tying the tefillin itself. The mitzvah tone is wearing the tefillin. So in that situation, the rules of the Yavad Lo Mahani don't apply. When it's a mitzvah, so to speak, on the chalos, Taisus writes at the beginning of Temura, by Tzoram, Ozen, Shel Bechor. We're not going to say that it's not considered a mum on the Bechor because the Yavad Lo Mahani, rather, it does help. Because that's a chalos. It's a din on the chalos. Again, the assumption is that Temura is a Isser Maisa, not an Isser Chalos, which is a whole discussion on Daf Tes in Meseches Temura and elsewhere. That was Rav Schechter's first Chabur when the Kol Elyon learned Temura was about whether Temura is an Isser Pu'ula, Isser Maisa, and Isser Chalos. But the mitzvah of Tefillin is on the Chalos, that I'm a Gavra that's Mu'utar b'Tefillin. That's a similar idea to what we said from that Bir Halacha of Tzitzis before Tefillin. I become a Gavra Mutar in tefillin. The fact that's not a mitzvah on the ma'aseh, I'm putting on the tefillin, is clear in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah talks about a fellow whose wife would be kosher tefillin for him. She would tie the tefillin on his arm. How can you do that? She's exempt from tefillin. L'chore, if it's a mitzvah on the ma'aseh, you have to put the tefillin on yourself. That's what Reb Shlomo Kluger tainis. So these are some of the issues that we wanted to discuss regarding the hanocha of tefillin, the fact that the tzitzis goes before the tefillin and the tefillin shoyad goes before the shorosh. That's why, by the way, in your tefillin bag, if you have a narrow tefillin bag, you should have the shoyad on the outside and the shorosh in the inside. If you have a tefillin bag that's like a square or a rectangle, whatever it is, this way, so then you should position in the way that your shoyad is closer to the outside. Or remember the posik in Karen B'Yavne used to say that you should put the shoyad on whichever side. The Mishnah writes that the shoyad should be on the left and the shorosh on the right. But if the zipper of your tefillin opens the other way, so the posuk in Keren B'Yavne used to say that you should put your shoyadin on the right and your shorosh on the left, because that way you're going to get to the shoyad beforehand, because usually the zipper doesn't, when you open the zipper, you don't open it the whole way, so you're more likely to tie. That was his chap. I thought that was a good chap. I didn't hear it from anyone else. I remember when I was in Keren B'Yavne, he used to say that. Okay.